or who is it that created the heavens and the earth, and sends down water for you from the clouds? It is we. Then we cause to grow with it orchards full of bloom and loveliness. You had no power to cause their trees to grow. Is there any God with Allah? There is none. Yet there are a people who ascribe to him equals in all these works and deviate from the right path. Or who is it that made the earth a resting place and made the rivers flow in it, and raised on the earth firm mountains for its advantage, and put a barrier between the two waters? Is there a God with Allah as an associate with him in his works? Nay, not so. Yet most of them do not know the truth. Or who is it that answers the distressed person when he calls on him and removes his distress? And who is it that makes you the rulers in the land? Is there any God with Allah? Little is the heed you take. Or who is it that guides you to the path of salvation in all kinds of darkness and vicissitudes on the land and the sea? And who is it that sends the winds as heralds of his mercy? Is there any God with Allah to do such things? Highly exalted is Allah above all the things they associate with him. Or who is it that originates the creation, then keeps on repeating and reproducing it? And who is it that provides for your sustenance, both physical and spiritual, from the heaven and the earth? Is there any God with Allah capable of being a partner with him in all these works? Say, bring forward your proof in support of your polytheistic beliefs, if you are truthful in what you claim. Say, there is no one in the heavens and the earth who knows the hidden realities save Allah. And they, the disbelievers, do not perceive when they will be raised up to life again after death. Nay, the fact is, their knowledge about the hereafter has found its limit. Rather, they are in doubt about it. Rather, they are totally blind to it. And those who disbelieve say, is it that when we and our forefathers have been reduced to dust, we shall really be brought forth alive again? We have been surely given this promise once before this, and also our forefathers, but such a thing is nothing but tales of the ancients. Say, travel through the land, and behold how evil has been the end of those who cut off their ties with God. Prophet, do not grieve for them, nor feel distressed on account of their hostile intrigues against you. They say, when will this promise of your victory come to pass if you are truthful? Say, it is possible that a part of that victory which you are keen to precipitate may be close on your heels. And in fact, your Lord is full of grace to humankind, yet most of them render him no thanks. And surely your Lord knows the things which they hide in their hearts and those which they profess. There is nothing hidden in the heavens and the earth, but it is recorded in a book revealing the divine decree. Verily, this Quran explains to the children of Israel, both the Jews and the Christians, most of the things concerning which they are at variance. And surely this is a source of guidance and mercy for the believers. Prophet, your Lord will rightly judge between them, the believing and the disbelieving people, with his command, the Quran. He is the Almighty, the All-Knowing. So put your trust in Allah, for surely you stand on manifest truth. Of course, you cannot make the dead hear, nor can you make the deaf hear your call when they retreat, turning their backs on you. And you cannot guide the blind as well out of their error. You can make only those to hear who believe in our messages and so have surrendered themselves in submission to our will. And when the judgment becomes due against them, we shall bring forth for them a grossly materialistic person, which will rule over them. That is because the people did not have firm faith in our messages. And remind them of the day when we shall gather together from every people a large group of those who cried lies to our messages. Then they shall be arranged in separate columns. Until when they arrive before their Lord, he will say, "Did you not cry lies to my messages before you had gained full knowledge about them? Or what else was it that you had been doing about them?" And the judgment becomes due against them because they acted wrongly, and they will not be able to speak in their defense. Do they not consider that we have made the night for them to rest and have made the day for giving light? Surely in this there are signs for a people who would believe. And remind them of the day when the trumpet will be blown. Then, excepting those whom Allah will to keep them safe from terror, all those who are in the heavens and all those who are in the earth will be stricken with fear. And everyone shall come in submission to him. You see the mountains and think them to be firmly fixed, while in fact they are passing away like clouds. Such are the works of Allah, who has made everything perfect in every way. Verily, he is fully aware of your deeds. Those who come with good deeds before their Lord shall have even better reward than they actually deserve. Such people will be secure from fear that day. Those who come with something evil shall be hurled headlong into the fire, and it will be said to them, "You are certainly reaping the fruit of what you have been doing." Say, "In fact, I am commanded to worship only the Lord of this city, Mecca, which He has declared sacred. Everything belongs to Him, and I have also been commanded to be one of those who submit to His will, and to recite to the people, and follow the Quran. So one who, on listening to it, follows guidance, does it for his own good. And tell him who goes astray from the straight path that my mission is only to give warning. And also say, all true praise belongs to Allah. He will soon show you His signs, and you shall recognize them. And your Lord is not at all unaware of what you do." Al-Qasas, the Narrative. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Ta Sin Mim. The Benign, the All-Hearing, the All-Knowing. These are the verses of the perfect book, which explains everything vividly. We recount to you a portion of the true account of Moses and Pharaoh, with all accuracy, for the benefit of the people who would believe. The facts are, Pharaoh behaved arrogantly in his land. He divided its inhabitants into parties. He oppressed them and thus sought to weaken a section of them, the Israelites. He killed their sons and sought to make their women immodest by sparing them. In fact, he was of the evildoers. And we chose to confer favor upon those who had been rendered weak in the land, and to make them leaders and to bestow a kingdom upon them, thus make them inheritors of our blessings. And we chose to establish them with all powers in the country, and to visit Pharaoh and Haman and their hordes with that power and supremacy, which they dreaded from those Israelites rendered weak by them. And we revealed to the mother of Moses, saying, "Give him suck. But when you have fear about him, cast him, placing him in a chest, into the river, and entertain no fear nor grief about his welfare. Verily, we shall restore him to you, and shall make him one of the messengers." Moses' mother cast him into the river according to the revelation. Then one of the family of Pharaoh picked him up, and with the result that he one day became an enemy to and a source of grief for them. Verily, Pharaoh, Haman, and the hordes of them both were all wrongdoers. And a woman of the family of Pharaoh said, "This child will be a source of joy and comfort to my and your eyes. Do not kill him. He may prove to be useful to us, or we may adopt him as a son." And they did not perceive our purpose. And the heart of the mother of Moses became free from anxiety. She would have nearly disclosed his identity out of joy, how Allah had become guardian of her child. Had we not strengthened her heart to help her remain of the firm-minded believers? She said to his sister, "Follow him." So she followed and watched him from a distance, while they, Pharaoh's people, took no notice that she was keeping a watch over him. And we had already ordained and made him refuse the wet nurses to be suckled. So when the question of his suckling arose after Moses was picked up from the river, she, Moses' sister, said, "Shall I point out to you the people of a household who will bring him up for you and will be his sincere well-wishers?" This was how we restored him to his mother, so that she might be consoled to see her child and should no longer grieve, and that she might know that the promise of Allah is true, a fact which most of these disbelievers of the Holy Prophet do not know. And when he, Moses, reached the age of full growth and attained perfection, we granted him wisdom and knowledge. That is how we reward the doers of good. And one day, Moses entered the city at a time when its inhabitants were idling in a state of heedlessness, and found therein two men fighting with one another, one of his own party, an Israelite, while the other belonged to that of his enemies. The one who belonged to his own people sought his help against the other, who belonged to those of his enemy. Thereat Moses struck him with his fist, and this brought about his death. He, Moses, said, "This death of his has occurred owing to his satanic action. He, Satan, is of course an enemy of yours, misleading and cutting your ties with God." Moses said, praying, "My Lord, I have involved myself into trouble, so protect me." Thereupon he protected him from the evil consequences of his act. Verily, he is the great protector, the ever merciful. He also added, "My Lord, since you have always been kind and gracious to me, I can never be a helper and a supporter of the guilty." The next day, early in the morning, he entered the city apprehensive of the enemy and observing the situation. And lo, the man who had sought his help the day before, again that day, cried out to him for help. Moses said to him, "You are a misguided fellow, away from the path of peace and piety." And when Moses intended to lay hold of the man, who was now an enemy to both of them, the man said, "Moses, do you intend to kill me today as you killed a person yesterday? You are only trying to figure as a tyrant in the country. You have no mind to be of the promoters of peace." Then it came to pass that a man came running from the far end of the city and said, "Moses, the chiefs are consulting together to kill you. Therefore, leave this place at once. I am, of course, your sincere well-wisher." So Moses left that city in fear, and he kept watching around carefully. He said, praying at that time, "My Lord, deliver me from the unjust people." When Moses set out, turning his face towards Midian, he said, "I hope my Lord will put me on the right course till I reach the goal." And when he arrived at the water of Midian, he found there a party of men watering their flocks. And he found two ladies standing apart from them, holding their flock back. He said, "What is your problem?" They replied, "We cannot water our flock until the shepherds depart, having driven their flocks away. And our father is a very old man." So Moses watered their flock for them. Then he retired to a place with the shade and said, "My lord, I stand in need of whatever good you may bestow on me." Now one of the two ladies came to him walking bashfully. She said, "My father calls you so that he may reward you for your having watered our flock for us." So when Moses came to him and told him all that had taken place, he, the father of the two ladies, said, "Have no fear. You have escaped from the unjust people." One of the two ladies said, "My dear father, take him into your service. You cannot do better than employ a man who is strong and trustworthy." He, their father, said to Moses, "I intend to marry one of these two daughters of mine to you, provided you stay in my service for 8 years. But if you extend your stay, making it complete 10 years, it will be an act of grace on your part. I have no desire to be hard on you by laying any more burden of responsibility on you. Allah willing, you will find me an upright person." Moses said, accepting the proposal, "This is a covenant between us. Whichever of the two terms I complete, I will be free from obligation and there shall be no injustice to me. And Allah is witness over what we have agreed." And when Moses had completed the agreed term and set forth with his family, he saw with feelings of warmth, of affection and love, a sort of fire on the way at a place in the direction of the mount. He said to his family, "You stay here. I have seen with feelings of warmth, of love and affection, a fire. I hope to bring you some useful and important information from there, or at least a burning brand from the fire that you may warm yourselves." And when he came close to it, a voice called out to him from a blessed spot on the right side of the valley, from the direction of a tree, "Moses, surely I am Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And put down your staff on the ground." Then, no sooner did he see it shifting like a tiny, quickly moving serpent, then he turned his back and retreated and would not even look back. God said, "Moses, come forward and have no fear. Surely you are of those who are safe. Insert your hand into your bosom. It will come forth flawless, sparkling white. And draw your arm towards yourself to compose yourself when you encounter fear. So these two signs are two proofs from your Lord to be presented before Pharaoh and his courtiers, for surely they are lawless and disobedient people." Moses said, "My Lord, I killed a person from among them accidentally, and I fear that they will kill me before I am able to fulfill my mission. And my brother Aaron is more fluent and eloquent in speech than I. So send him with me as a helper to bear me out, for I fear that they will treat me as a liar." God said, "We will surely strengthen your arm with your brother, and we will give both of you so much power that they shall not reach you to do you harm. So go armed with our signs. You too and your followers will come out victorious." So when Moses came to them with our clear signs, they said, "This is but a forged and unprecedented fraud. We never heard such a thing in the time of our forefathers." And Moses said, "My Lord knows best who it is that has brought true guidance from him, and who shall meet a good end in this world and will have the reward of final abode in the hereafter. The truth is that these wrongdoers shall never prosper. And Pharaoh said, O chiefs of my court, I know for you no god other than myself. And O Haman, light a fire for me on the bricks of clay and get a high building, high like a tower. Let it be built for me that I may, by climbing over it, have a look at this God of Moses, for I take him to be certainly of those who tell lies. And he, Pharaoh, and his host behaved arrogantly in the land, without any justification, and as if they thought that they would never be brought back to us. So we seized him and his host, and we cast them into the sea. Behold, how evil was the end of these wrongdoers. And we made them archetypes of evil, who invited people to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will find no help. And we have made them to be followed by a curse in this world, and on the day of resurrection they will be among those deprived of all good. After we had destroyed the earlier generations, we gave Moses the scripture which contained enlightening arguments for the people of Israel, and served as a guidance and promised them mercy so that they might take heed. Prophet, you were not on the western side of the Mount of Sinai when we granted Moses the commission of prophethood, nor were you personally present with the witnesses. But we have raised many a generation since then, and a long period of time has passed over them. Nor have you been living among the people of Midian, reciting our messages to them. Indeed, it is we who have sent you as a messenger, and have revealed all this information to you. And you were not present at the foot of the mount with Moses when we called to you. But all these revelations are from the mercy of your Lord, so that you may warn the people to whom no warner had come for a long time before you, that they may attain eminence. And we have sent you to them, lest when some evil befalls them because of what their hands have sent forward, they should say, Our Lord, why did you not send a messenger to us? If you had sent one, we would have followed your commandments and would have been of the believers. But now that the truth has come to them from us, they say, Why has he not been given the like of what was given to Moses? Did the people, the disbelievers, not reject before this that which was given to Moses? They say, They are both frauds who support each other. They also say, We reject the claim of each one of them. Say, if you speak the truth, then bring a book from Allah which is a better guide than these two, that I may follow it. If they do not accept the challenge and do not answer you, know that they are just following their own low and evil desires. And who should be more erring than one who, leaving aside the guidance from Allah, only follows his own low and evil desires? Verily, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people to success. We have been sending uninterrupted revelations to them so that they may rise to eminence. Many of the people to whom we gave the scripture before this believe in it too. And when this Quran is recited to them, they say, We believe in it. It is a revelation from our Lord, full of truth and wisdom. Indeed, we had submitted to him even before it. They are the people who will be given their reward twice, for they have been suffering patiently for the cause of the truth. They meet evil by repaying it with good, and spend in the cause of Allah out of that which we have provided them with. And when they hear something vain, they turn away from it and say, We shall reap the fruit of our deeds, and you shall reap the fruit of yours. Bidding them goodbye, then say, Peace be upon you. We have no desire to have any concern with the ignorant. Prophet, it is not possible for you to guide whomsoever you wish, but Allah guides whomsoever He will. He knows fully well those who would accept guidance. Some of the people say, if we join you and follow this Quranic guidance, we shall be snatched away from our country. Tell them on our behalf, have we not settled them in a safe and secure place to which all kinds of fruit are brought? It is a goodly provision made by us, yet most of them do not know this true fact. We destroyed so many people of many a township who were proud of their civilization and their easy and plentiful means of livelihood. There lie their dwellings all in ruin. They have been but little occupied since. It is we alone who are everlasting. Your Lord would never destroy the towns until He has raised a messenger in their central place to recite to the people thereof our messages, nor would He destroy the towns unless their citizens be unjust. And, O people, whatever of anything you have been given is only the passing enjoyment of the present life and its mere pomp and show. But that reward which Allah has for you is much better and more lasting than this. Will you not then make use of your understanding? Can the person to whom we have made a fair promise, which will be also made good to him, be compared to the one whom we have provided with good things of this life, and who will be among those brought before us to render an account of his deeds? Let these people not forget the day when he will call to them and say, where are my so-called associated partners about whom you had made such pretensions? Thus, those who have been doomed to condemnation will say, our Lord, these are the people whom we led astray. We led them astray even as we had gone astray ourselves. Now we declare before you that we have nothing to do with them and we turn to you. It was not us that they worshipped. It will be said to them, call on your so-called associated partners with God. So they will call on them, but they will give them no answer. And they will actually see the punishment. How good it would have been if they had followed the right path. Let these disbelievers not forget the day when he will call on them and say, what response did you make to the call of the messengers? But on that day they will become confused and forget all their excuses, and they will not even be in a position to consult one another. Yet he who repents and believes and does deeds of righteousness is likely to be of those who attain the goal. And your Lord creates what he will and chooses for humankind whatever is best for them. People have no such power and choice. Holy is Allah and far above all that they associate with him. Your Lord knows what they keep secret in their hearts, and He knows all that they profess. And He is Allah. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He. All kind of true and perfect praise belongs to Him, in the beginning and the hereafter. The sovereignty and the judgment belongs to Him, and to Him shall you be brought back. Say, have you ever considered that if Allah should make the night continue over you perpetually till the day of resurrection, there is no other God other than Allah who could bring you light? Will you not then give ear to the message of God? Say, have you ever considered that if Allah should make the day to continue over you perpetually till the day of resurrection, there is no God other than Allah who could bring you night wherein you might take rest? Will you not then use your eyes to witness the signs of Allah? Behold, it is through His mercy that He has made the night and the day for you so that you may take rest therein and seek of His bounty, and so that you may render Him thanks. And let these disbelievers not forget the day when he will call to them and say, Where are my so-called associated partners about whom you had so many pretensions? And we shall on that day bring out a witness from every people and then say, Bring a clear proof of your claim. Then they will know that the true right to godhood only belongs to Allah, and all their false deities that they used to forge will be lost to them. Verily, Korah belonged to the tribe of Moses, but he rose against them. We had given him so much riches that his hoarded wealth would have weighed down a party of strong men. Recall the time when his people said to him, Do not exalt too much, for Allah surely does not love those who exalt beyond measure. And seek the home of the hereafter by means of that which Allah has given you, and do not neglect to acquire your portion of the righteous deeds in the present life, and do good to others as Allah has done good to you. And do not seek to promote evil in the land, for Allah does not love the evildoers who create mischief. Korah said, All this wealth that I have been given is because of the knowledge I possess. But did he not know that Allah had destroyed before him generations of people who were mightier than he and greater in riches and number? And the guilty shall not be questioned about their sins being self-evident. Then it came to pass one day that he, Korah, appeared before his people in all his pomp and show. Thereupon those who were desirous of the provisions and enjoyment of the life of this world said, If only we could have the like of all that Korah has been given. He is truly speaking the master of a great fortune. But the men of knowledge said, Woe to you! The reward which Allah has for those who believe and do good deeds is much better than all this. But it shall be granted only to those who are patiently persevering. Then it came about that we made him and his household extinct into the bowels of the earth, so that he had no party who could help him against Allah, nor was he of those who could defend themselves and could ask for help. Now the very people who had coveted his lot and position the day before began to say, Ruin seize you. It is indeed Allah who multiplies the means of livelihood for such of his servants as he will, and makes them scant for such of his people as he will. Had not Allah been gracious to us, he would have sunk us also into the bowels of the earth. Ruin seize you. The fact is that those who are ungrateful never prosper. This is the abode of the hereafter. We assign it to those only who do not seek self-exaltation in the earth, nor corruption. Indeed, those who guard against evil shall meet a happy end. He who brings good deeds into the presence of his Lord on the day of judgment shall have a reward at his hand better than he merits. But he who brings evil, let him bear in mind that those who do evil shall only reap the fruit according to what they did. Prophet, he who has made the teachings of the Quran binding on you shall most surely bring you back to your ordained place of return. Say, My Lord knows him best who has brought guidance, as well as those who are steeped in clear error. Prophet, you had never expected that the book would be revealed to you. It is only the mercy of your Lord that it has been revealed to you. So do not be a supporter of the disbelievers. And do not let them turn you away from the commandments of Allah when once they have been revealed to you. And call humankind to your Lord, and be not of those who associate partners with him. Call on no other God besides Allah. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but he. Everything is liable to perish but those righteous deeds by means of which you seek his attention, the sovereignty as well as judgment belongs to him, and to him you shall all be brought back. El Ankabut, the spider. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alif Lam Mim. I am Allah, the all-knowing. Do the people think that they will be left alone and not tried with hardships for the mere fact that they profess belief? Whereas we did already try those who were before them with hardships. Allah will surely bring to light those who are true in their faith, as he will bring to light also the liars. Or do those who do evil deeds think that they will escape our punishment? How ill they judge. He that looks forward to meet Allah, let him be prepared for it, for the time appointed by Allah is bound to come. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. And he who strives hard in the way of Allah does it in fact for his own good. Verily, Allah is independent of the worlds. And those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall invariably rid them of their evils, and we shall, of course, reward them according to the best of their deeds. We have enjoined on a human being to be kind to his parents. But should they stress upon you to associate with me things which you know to be nothing at all, you shall not obey them. You shall all have to return to me after all. I shall tell you all that you have been doing in your life. And as to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we will certainly admit them to the fold of the righteous. There are some hypocrites among the people who say, "We believe in Allah." But when they are made to suffer in the cause of Allah, they regard the persecution by people as if it were the punishment from Allah. Yet, if help comes from your Lord, and he gives you victory, they are sure to say, "Of course, we were with you. We should also have a share in it." Why? Does not Allah know well enough what lies hidden in the hearts of all beings? Indeed, Allah will bring to light those who believe, and he will also reveal the hypocrites. And those who disbelieve say to those who believe, "Follow our way, and we will bear the consequences of your sins at the time of judgment," whereas they can bear nothing whatsoever of their sins. They are, as a matter of fact, liars. On the other hand, they will certainly have to bear the burdens of their own sins, as well as some burdens of leading others astray, over and above their own burdens. And they will be questioned on the day of resurrection about the lies that they used to fabricate. And we indeed sent Noah to his people, and he, his teachings, stayed among them for as long as 1,000 years short of 50 years. While his people were steeped in wrongdoings, they were caught in the deluge. However, we delivered him and along with him all, those who were in the ark, and we made this event a sign for the peoples. And we sent Abraham, "Recall the time when he said to his people, 'Worship Allah and take him as a shield. That is best for you if you but knew. The things you worship apart from Allah are only false gods, and in calling them gods you forge lies. Those gods whom you worship besides Allah do not have the means to provide sustenance for you. Therefore, seek sustenance and provision for yourselves from Allah, and worship him and give thanks, for you will be brought back to him one day. And if you deny me, then you should not forget that people before you have also cried lies to their respective messengers. And the messenger is responsible only for conveying the divine message to the people in clear terms. Do the people not ever consider how Allah originates the creation, then continues repeating and reproducing it? This work of creation and reproduction is indeed easy for Allah. Say, travel through the earth and observe how He brought about the first creation. Allah will as well bring about the second creation in the hereafter. Verily, Allah is possessor of prudential powers over all His desired things. He punishes whom He will of the guilty, and shows mercy to whom He will, and to Him you shall have to be turned back. You cannot escape Him on the earth or in the heaven, and you have no patron nor even a helper apart from Allah. And those who deny the signs of Allah and deny that they will meet Him are actually despaired of My mercy. It is they for whom awaits a grievous punishment. His people had no response to make to Abraham, but they said, "Kill him, or rather, burn him." But Allah delivered him from the fire. There are sure signs in this episode for the people who would believe. Abraham said, "You have certainly taken for yourselves idols for worship apart from Allah as a mark of mutual love between you all, polytheist brethren in the present life. But on the day of resurrection, you will disown one another and curse one another, and your resort will be the fire, and you will have none to help you." And Lot became a believer because of him. And Abraham said, "I shall migrate where I have been commanded to by my Lord. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise." And we bestowed on him righteous offsprings, Isaac, a son, and Jacob, a grandson. And we perpetuated the gift of prophethood and the scripture in his descendants. And we gave him his reward in this life, and he will most surely occupy an eminent place among the righteous in the hereafter. And we sent Lot. Behold, he said to his people, "You indulge in such an obscenity as is unprecedented and unsurpassed in the whole world. Is it not true you approach men lustfully and commit highway robbery? Is it not true also you commit indecent action in your gatherings?" But his people had no response to make. Yet they said, "Bring upon us the punishment of Allah, if you are of those who speak the truth." Thereupon Lot said, "Help me, my Lord, against these people who work corruption." And when our messengers came to Abraham with important news, they said, "We are going to destroy people of this township, for its inhabitants are certainly wrongdoers." Abraham said, "But Lot is living there in that township." They said, "We know very well who are living in it. We will surely save him and his family, except his wife, who is among those who stay behind." And when our messengers came to Lot, he felt distressed on account of their coming, for he felt helpless to give them protection. But they, the messenger, said, "Have no fear and do not grieve. Allah promises you protection, saying, 'We will deliver you and all your household, except your wife, who will not leave the place stricken with calamity, and who is among those staying behind.' As for the inhabitants of this township, we are going to bring down upon them an unavoidable calamity, for they have been behaving disobediently. Behold, we have left there in the ruins of this township a clear sign for a people who would care to understand. And to Midianites we sent their kinsman Shu'aib. He said, 'My people, worship Allah and hope, putting your faithful confidence in it, for the last day, and do not act corruptly, behaving lawlessly in the country.' But instead of obeying him, they cried him lies. So they were caught in a violent earthquake, and they became corpses laid down on their chests, on the ground, in their dwellings. And we destroyed the tribes of Ad and Thamud, and this must have become clear to you from their dwellings. Satan made their evil deeds fair-seeming to them, and by making them take pride in their doings, turned them away from the right way, though they were enlightened and sagacious people. And similar was the fate met by Korah, Pharaoh, and Haman. Moses had come to them with manifest signs, but they behaved arrogantly on the earth, yet they could not outstrip us and thus escape our punishment. In short, we took each of them to task for his sins. Against some of them we sent a violent storm of sand and stones, while others were overtaken by a roaring blast, and some others we made extinct in the bowels of the earth, and yet others we drowned. It was far from Allah to have done injustice to them. Rather, they were doing wrong to themselves. The case of those who take helping friends apart from Allah is like the case of the spider that takes to itself a house. Yet of all houses, the house of the spider is the frailest. If they but knew the flimsiness and fragility of their idols, they would not have sought their protection. Verily, Allah knows whatever they call upon apart from Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. These are the various situations which we set forth for the benefit of humankind. Yet, except for the learned, nobody tries to grasp them. Allah has created the heavens and the earth to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom, and for a significant end. In this, there is, in fact, a great sign for the believers.